Listening Library presents The Gecko and Sticky, Villain's Lair, by Wendelin von Dronen. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Chapter 1. The Oozy, Stinky Cave.
"Quick, senor, hide in there,"
Sticky said, pointing past dangling moss into the deep blackness of a cave.
"That's even worse than out here,"
Dave whispered.
"Not if Damien Black sees you,"
Sticky warned. Dave Sanchez looked at the forest behind them, his heart beating madly. From the tale Sticky had told him, Damien Black was ruthless, evil, a treasure hunter who would stop at nothing to get what he wanted. But had the noise in the night been him? Had Damien seen them hide the bike and squeeze past his gate? The treasure hunter's mansion loomed like a monster above them. Even washed in moonlight, it looked dark, eerie, the sort of spooky house you see only in your very worst nightmares. Pointed spires, shutters hanging from a single hinge, bats fluttering around the belfry. Not that this house had a belfry, but you get the idea. What this nightmarish mansion did have, besides pointed spires and shutters hanging from a single hinge, were rooms that jutted out at odd angles, rooms that seemed almost suspended in space. These rooms had either no windows or unusually shaped windows, up very high. Some of the rooms had ladders mounted on the outside, ladders that seemed to lead nowhere. Others had cables or pulleys or winches, or really just turning, pulling, cranking thingamajigs. It was hard to imagine what they were used for. Were they torches?